Welcome back, folks. It's Locked On Chiefs. Another week has begun in training camp. Chiefs have a lot going on, some news, some bumps, some bruises. And then we start looking at what goes on this week, Chiefs versus 49ers, and a crazy comparison that's already off and running. We're going to get into that coming up next. Welcome to Locked On Chiefs.
It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back. How are you feeling about everything out in St. Joe?
Oh, I think the Chiefs players were feeling a little hot today.
Yeah, it seemed like it, especially like after he got rained off the field.
Yeah, especially the offense.
Oof. Yeah, not a great day out for the offense. A lot of little bits and pieces that we're going to fill you guys in on. Welcome back to the show. If you're not subbed on YouTube, hit that now, like and sub, and do the notification bell thing.
Yeah, we really do appreciate all those. Thank you.
Absolutely. And for everybody on podcast, I hope that you're enjoying this. I know seeing us isn't necessarily everybody's cup of tea, but hey, we'll be here to listen to as well. And there's a lot of little things we're going to talk about. This crazy new comparison that, quite frankly, is a little bothersome to me in a number of ways. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. We'll get into that coming up a little bit later in the show, but we got to start. There's a ton of little things going on with injuries, and we'll talk a little bit about why that happened as well. I think the two that pop out to me are both on the offensive side, and one is Darrell Williams, who's been running as the backup running back. He has a knee issue now and is held out again. That's significant because you don't want to put it all on Jerick McKinnon as the primary backup, who's got a long injury history, and you don't want to wear out Clyde. So let's hope that they can get this straightened out pretty quickly.
Yeah, you would hope that that he is able to come back and he's able to be healthy and he's not to be confused with the other Darrell Williams, who's a guard/center, so
right,
who's on the COVID list and not even practicing. And honestly, we didn't even really touch on that very much yesterday. Still would like to know more information as to how he got COVID when he's in camp, but don't know that we'll ever find that out.
Yeah, you know, sometimes there's a late night snack that happens or something like that, as I understand. And, you know, somebody's going to get the horn.
Somebody's going to get in trouble.
Yeah, let's hope that that's not the case. But, you know, I Darrell's had a couple of things. As I understand it, it's not the same knee that he had trouble with two seasons ago. So hopefully that he can just make that back, a little bit of rest, a little bit of recovery, and he should be okay, knock on wood. The other one is a little bit more a deep bone bruise for Antonio Callaway. And the reason that I'm concerned about this is I felt like he was pushing to be one of those top six receivers. I am kind of leaning towards six, make the 53 or the final roster. But if he can't be out there, it's difficult to compete. What do you think this means for his prospects?
Every day he misses, he loses the opportunity to make the roster. Honestly, depending on who you follow, I know that Nate Taylor has been very high on Marcus Kemp. I've heard multiple different reports of Marcus Kemp doing fantastic in training camp, and he has an advantage over some of the other guys because they know he's a special teams ace. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge advantage and an ace in his pocket, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, and he has to have that. And we've seen him in the past come up big when he faces tough competition. So if that's the case, that's great. I know Byron Pringle had a pretty good day inside yesterday. And so you see him pushing DeMarcus for that, quote-unquote, third role. But that still leaves a little bit of gap in there about who's going to play special teams, who's going to be the guy off the bench. Mecole Hardman actually talked today a little bit about how he feels that what he's focused on is running the routes better. Okay, good. We've been talking about that for three seasons. It's about time. But also that he wants to be the guy that can be out on the field all the time and doesn't have to come off. That's a little bit different than what we've seen his role be in the past.
A la Sammy Watkins, because that's basically what Watkins did for his time in Kansas City. And granted, he may not have gotten the ball like a lot of people would want or expect for the kind of contract he had, but he had a huge role in getting some of the other guys open and helping in that regard. So you know, if Mecole Hardman can do that and, you know, give the Chiefs the ability to open up other players, that's going to help the offense as well.
Well, and I think that changes from what I even thought he would be this season. It was more the same, the slot guy, the third guy, not a guy that's going to line up on the line of scrimmage. Maybe that's changing. Let's see. I've seen him get some pretty good releases on some of the backup corners. I don't know if he's ready for that. I haven't seen him beat Snead off the press. I haven't seen him beat Ward off the press. I have to see that before I'm convinced that he can be out there every single play as the X.
Yeah, it's a big question mark, and it's definitely something that we're going to have to watch going into, you know, the preseason game number one.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard to watch because there's no all 22.
And there isn't going to be for a while, folks.
Right.
Conflicting reports.
I canceled my subscription because of it.
Yeah. I never auto-renew anything. You have to earn my money every year, so that wasn't an issue for me. But, you know, it takes that process, and we will break it down once it's back. Hopefully it's in an improved fashion when they get it back. We don't know when that's going to be, but hopefully for the season, if not mid-season, is about when we're thinking. But we'll give you guys an update when we know more.
Really, really quick little news tidbit that I saw, and I don't remember if it was yesterday or if I saw it this morning. The Chiefs are adding to their preseason crew.
Mm-hmm.
Matt McMullen is going to be on the sideline, and so is Kay Adams.
You're so happy. I don't know if she is having to deal with the red and gold all the time. But
yeah, I know, right? I just thought that was really surprising.
For those that don't watch Good Morning Football with Kay and Trags and the crew, generally likes the Raiders slant of things, is mm-hmm. my interpretation of Kay Adams. So this should be interesting.
I was really surprised when I saw Caleb's name. I was like, what?
And I have to say, on a personal note, Todd McShay not being on the crew this year, I'm a little disappointed with that. I enjoyed that aspect because I think he did a good job last season of filling in the gaps on the rookies. Things that maybe like we didn't even talk about in the pre-draft, like little news and notes that he saw on film. I thought that was really helpful. So I don't know where he'll be calling games, but he'll be somewhere. Quick shout out to Derek Nnadi, looking trim. Back on the field today, it looks like he has slimmed down, as we heard that Trey Smith definitely has. Nick Bolton confirmed that today, that Trey has gone through a metamorphosis from when Nick played him against him in college, and even more so from OTAs. And I think that's helping of what was my concern about him being not the most fleet of foot and not the most.
Having the heavy feet.
Yeah, and so good for him for identifying that. I'm sure the coaching staff helped him. And getting it done, because he certainly has been having a good camp. We'll talk more about him coming up in the next day or two, but it all comes back to the quarterback, right?
It does come back to the quarterback, but really quick on Trey Smith, the one big thing on that is if you're going to get quicker and faster and lose the weight, that all comes back down to your diet. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can do all the workouts you want, but it all comes back down to your diet. So I really wonder if his diet, if he made a huge change in his diet just to get ready for the NFL season. And now he has money, so he's hiring somebody to cook for him. Yeah. That wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, that's a good way to go about it. When you don't have to think about or control yourself in what you're putting on the inside, take care of the output side that balances that scale. Very interesting stuff. And there's a lot of question marks. I want to talk about L'Jarius Sneed coming up in the third segment, but we got to get to this next piece because I don't know. There's some outlandish things being said about a quarterback that I was really high on in this draft class, but not to the point that it seems everyone else is right now. And it's bugging me, I got to tell you. We're going to talk about Trey Lance versus Patrick Mahomes coming up next. And those guys all have pieces that have to fit together to form the whole, just like you need to do in order to make your bets at betonline.ag. You got to have all the information. You can get that on their website. The sporting news, all the sign-up bonuses, and all the contest information itself, that's what's going to help you. The NFL season is right upon us now. This week, Thursday, you're going to have some games. You can lay all your action down at betonline.ag over there. Get to the website, and in that section where you can tell them where you got the promo code locked on from, and it gives you 50% bonus on everything that you deposit. I think that's worth checking out. I think you guys are going to dig that. Go over to betonline.ag and use the promo code locked on. Your online sportsbook experts. So I heard this the other day, and I tried to ignore it. I tried to ignore it because I like Trey Lance. He was my number two quarterback. You can't argue with Trevor Lawrence's college career. There's no way that he shouldn't have been number one, especially of the quarterbacks.
Completely agree.
But I like Trey Lance, and I like what he brings to the table, and he's still raw, and I love him in the Shanahan offense with a guy that can adapt to him. But people are starting to call him Patrick Mahomes 2.0, and he hasn't thrown a real pass yet.
People just want the next best thing, and that's all that really comes down to. And honestly, that is not I can't imagine that's possibly going to happen that way for this kid. And honestly, it's horrible for him because it puts him in a bad position. Because now he has to deal with the pressure of being compared to an all-pro, well, sorry, a Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl MVP, a MVP, whatever you want to call it. I think Mahomes has been an all-pro, but I'm not 100% sure. I can't remember.
That's exactly my reaction because, again, I like the kid. I like him coming out. That's so much pressure to try to live up to the Mahomes legend, let alone anything you call something 2.0, the expectation that is better than the original.
Right.
There's no way that's happening.
Well, okay. And
not this season anyway.
Yeah, not this season. What I will say, though, is he's going to have a little bit more of an advantage than Mahomes did, and I guess this is why I say that. 17 games is going to give him an opportunity, not necessarily this season because I don't know that he starts game one, but next year he'll have more games to be able to do more with the offense next year. So maybe his first full year starting, his stats could be – I still don't think he'd be close to Mahomes, but you never know. With Shanahan's offense and his ability, it's possible.
Well, and that's what it's got to become, right, is it's got to be the marriage. Much like we see Andy and Patrick, it's got to be a marriage. Two of them extend each other, multiply each other. And I do expect it. He's going to be a force. I have a lot of faith in what he brings to the table. But we're going to get a piece of it this week. Chiefs open with the Niners in the preseason. We're going to see them head-to-head. And you're right, it's probably not very fair. I don't know if they're going to try to give Garoppolo. It sounds like Shanahan is holding on dearly to, we have a starter that has experience. We're going to try to put him out there. You're right. It might not be week one for Trey Lance, but I don't think it's going to be very long after that. I don't see them as a very comparable pair on that side. But comparing to Patrick Mahomes, no one's going to come out pretty in that scenario.
No, and it's not fair to even try to make that scenario, even try to make that comparison. So they're not doing anybody, they're not doing him a service by trying to compare the two. And honestly, they're doing him a huge disservice. I kind of already said that, but it's really the reality of the situation is you're putting him in a situation where he can't win, because even if he has a fantastic season, people are going to say, well, yeah, but he's still not Patrick Mahomes. Well, sorry, nobody's Patrick Mahomes.
No. I mean, and the relationship, I do like the parallels, because we'll talk about Josh Allen here coming up in a little bit as well. We know Justin Herbert, and we saw that week two last year, his emergence. And I do think he is going to be a force coming down the line, especially if they learn to stay somewhat healthy out there in Los Angeles. But this particular pairing of Trey Lance, Shanahan, and then the third of the trifecta is, I think, very similar to what we've seen to this point in Mahomes' career in Kansas City, in that George Kittle is going to be the mainstay of that passing game. It's going to be the guy that can get loose, do the things for Lance that Kelce can do for Mahomes. And I think that makes them a formidable team down the line in a year or two.
And I agree with that, but the other big question for me is, can Lance bring more out of the wide receivers than Garoppolo has the ability to do? And that's going to be the key for San Francisco, because we know what Kittle can do.
Yeah.
But can Lance make his wide receivers better? And I think that his wide receivers have talent. I just don't think they've been utilized enough, because I don't think the QB can do it.
Right.
I think Garoppolo is a good quarterback, a very good backup type quarterback, but I don't think he's above average starter, honestly.
I'm completely with you. And the intriguing thing for me is this game, I think, really kind of sets it up, because we'll see both of them, obviously. And then whenever Lance becomes the starter, I do expect it to be early, within the first quarter of the season. I just don't know if it's going to be right away. If it were me, it would be right away. But
I would argue with you on that.
And that's fine. What would you argue? Why wait? You know what you have in Garoppolo, and you know that it's not going to get it done.
If you believe Trey Lance is ready, that's fine. I just don't know that the kid's going to be ready. He's awfully raw, and that's my quandary with it. Mahomes, I think, would have been okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that I really think that Trey Lance is on the same level as being ready and to start an NFL season and to play in the NFL and deal with that punishment that he's going to deal with on the offensive line.
I can get down with that idea. I mean, they have bits and pieces on the offensive line that are decent. I agree with you. He's not as advanced as Mahomes was at this point, but I will say this. I feel like he's a guy that has natural ability, and he's smart and adaptable. And so, like, for me, especially we get to see him in the preseason week one, and he becomes the starter in the regular season at some point, I know that will happen. I can guarantee that. And then it's about his progression. And I feel like he's a kid that absorbs things quickly, and I think he will progress. That's really the only thing. It's the quarterback play that I think is the limitation for San Francisco. They have the defense. They can run the ball nearly at will. Ask Jerick McKinnon. That's a nice little tie-in for this particular preseason game too. But this could be something that we might even see them to the Chiefs have the season that they want and get to that Super Bowl. 49ers with a competent or maybe explosive quarterback play could be in the mix down the line.
That's pretty high praise, and I have a hard time seeing that. I do think Trey Lance is eventually going to start this season. I just don't, like I said, I don't think he's ready to throw in week one. I don't know that he's going to be ready in the first half of the season. And honestly, the big issue with it really depends on who he's playing against. Mm-hmm. If you get him against a good defensive coordinator, they're going to eat him for dinner. And that's just probably the reality of football. So the question is do you have to, you know, watch who you're putting him in for his first start against?
And that's fair, especially somebody who's good at design, at disguise as well, because that will be what gets him, just not having the recognition at the level that he played in. I have a lot more faith, but that's okay. He's going to be entertaining at the very least this week, and we'll talk about the rest of the season during the rest of the season. But he's not the only one. Big change in what's going to be the upper echelon amongst the quarterbacks. We're going to get into that. Josh Allen, L'Jarius Sneed, that my season expectations for him are changing at this point. And I'm really looking forward to how it all comes together, just like a bunch of parts that make up a vehicle that you can drive down the road. At least I can drive down the road sometimes, not all the time. But you can get all of that, everything that you need, everything from the catalog, not a brick and mortar store at rockauto.com. They've been in business 20 years and they're a family business. They take care of you. Don't spend 50 or 100% more. Get it from them. All the pieces are there in their online catalog. You can go in, find everything that you need, get it all done from tail lamps to new carpet to whatever you need. And the fun part is if you go find their box that says, how did you hear about us? Right in Locked On. That will help them know that we sent you over there so that you can get your needs taken care of. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car is ever going to need. Check out rockauto.com. So quarterbacks are the tail of the tape, right? I want to talk about L'Jarius here in a second, but what was your reaction to not only Josh Allen getting paid, but getting paid in the stratosphere that a lot of folks didn't expect him to even approach Patrick Mahomes' contract?
Buffalo thinks that they have their savior quarterback, and I can't say I blame them too much. They haven't had a great quarterback there since Jim Kelly, and so he is everything that they want in a quarterback, and he seems to love that community a lot like Patrick Mahomes loves Kansas City, and that town seems to love him. So the marriage of those two makes a lot of sense. Now, it's going to really complicate things with people like Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield and some of those other guys that are about to get paid too.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's very clear that that organization feels like they can see where he's going and that's where they want to be. I'm not sure Cleveland and Baltimore agree with that and their quarterbacks.
And that's fair. I guess I will say, did you see Peter King's article about Kansas City that came out today? No. Okay, so he talked to Mahomes, and one of the things, and he talked to Reed and he talked to Beach as well. And one of the things that they talked about was when the whole Kareem Hunt situation happened and they had to release Kareem Hunt, Mahomes came to Andy Reid and said, I want to talk to the team, and Reid let him. And Mahomes got up and said, look, we can all be friends with Kareem for as long as we want. That's fine. But we can't let this ruin our season. And that was a first-year starter getting in front of his team and making sure that they kept the focus where it needed to be. And it said that that's where Veach and Reid knew what they had in Mahomes. Obviously, they thought they had the talent, but it's the intangible stuff that you still weren't quite 100% sure on.
Yeah.
That sealed it. Yeah. And honestly, that's the exact reason why Mahomes got what he got as a contract, because he absolutely loves being in Kansas City. He wants to be in Kansas City. He is now a Royals owner. He's now a SKC owner of the soccer club. He wants to be an NBA franchise owner at some point, which would be shocking.
I can't call them Wizards anymore.
Huh?
I can't call them the Wizards anymore.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
So he brought Whataburger to Kansas City. So, right. I mean, you know, the guy loves Kansas City. He loves the area. He loves being there. The town loves him. And Eric Stone Street was at dinner with Veach and Peter King. And Stone Street said, "We finally got our quarterback. This is our guy."
I love Eric Stone Street. Eric, you need to come back on again.
Yes, you do, buddy.
Why is he sitting down with Peter King at Veach? That's what I want to know.
Veach brought him. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that. Funny. But I will say that, well, because he was up there for training camp the same time Peter King was, I guess. But I will say that, you know, you look at that and you look at the situation and you realize he's absolutely right. I mean, that is a very, very poignant point by Stone Street. We have Kansas City has their QB now. We're not renting from somebody, or we're not buying from somebody else. We're not, you know, getting somebody else's discard. And I'm not, I don't mean to take a shot at Alex Smith. No, or any of the other guys that they brought in. But this is Kansas City's QB, and Kansas City as a town loves him, and he loves them back. So, and I say all that because I feel like it's almost a very similar situation for Josh Allen in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why you feel like you can give him that type of contract, because you feel like he is committed to the city long term because he's shown he's committed that way.
And shout out to Torchy's Tacos, by the way. I don't know if Patrick brought them, but that's another Texas brand that's in Kansas City that's really good. So check it out.
Ryan will be checking it out next weekend.
Right? But I agree with you. Like, that is clearly how they feel. And for me, that tells me that Brandon Bean is right up there with Brett Veach in terms of young GMs. And I can see them continuing to be successful in building around Josh Allen. So this is a matchup of the future. This is a matchup that these two guys, I think, are going to go through their careers together. And so I just want to point that out. Where we are right now is we're still kind of on the early floors. Patrick's accomplished a ton, but I think Josh Allen is still on a classic trajectory to become one of the elite quarterbacks as well. So I think it's going to be great. When it comes to becoming elite, I do want to ask your opinion on Legarius Sneed had some things to say today. And one of them is that his goal is to not come off the field. Meaning, whether it's nickel or whether it's outside, he wants to play all the snaps.
And I'm fine with that. I think that that's what he should want. Although I will say, one thing that worried me was I thought he was a little skinny when he came out. So I'm hoping that he's taking care of that a little bit. Because that, and I only mention that because if you want to be on the field, you got to stay healthy. And I'm not blaming him for the collarbone break at all. But really, that's really where I'm coming from, is that if he wants to stay healthy, he needs to put in the work on his body. And I'm sure he's done that, but that's the best way he's going to be able to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. A little more armor to help you get through the year. I think you're exactly right.
And I know you want to talk about Snead, but I have to say this about Josh Allen.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's fine. $258 million, $150 million guaranteed. $43 million per season. He's the only one that's even close to Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't won a Super Bowl. He hasn't been to a Super Bowl. He hasn't been an MVP. And it's a 6-year deal. So it's a little bit different than Mahomes because they're not going to have the salary cap flexibility. So that really could cost them down the line.
It could. And it's also not, obviously, with the length, it's not the wholesale, you are our future kind of contract. It's more the going rate. I'm surprised that he came in at, what was it, 43 point something?
43 million.
I mean, part of that you can blame Patrick for setting the market, right? Like, time waits for no man. So, like, the numbers per year, the APY, like, that's going to march on. Again, kudos to Brett Veach, Andy Reid, and Patrick Mahomes for coming to a deal now, because in a few seasons, it's going to look like a bargain. There's a $50 million quarterback coming here.
Yeah, and I don't know who it's going to be, but man, whoever beats Mahomes' contract, good luck living up to that. Honestly, you know, Josh Allen's deal, I'm sitting here looking at the salary cap. You know, his cap number for the next doesn't start going up until 2023. Mm. It'll be a $40 million cap hit in 2023. 2024 will be $42 million. 2025 is $51 million. So, yeah, I mean, you're dealing with huge numbers, and his base salary jumps up in 2023. I mean, honestly, his number and his cap numbers don't even really adjust until 2023. So he's basically under cheap for the next 2 years. And it's just 6 years added on to the end of his current deal. So great for him. I have a hard time believing that he's going to live up to that. And I think that that could hurt them. But the other thing on that is you're sitting here looking at a salary cap that's about to explode.
Yeah.
So
percentage wise, that's not as terrible as it sounds right this second.
Right. It won't be in 2 years, especially. It kind of looks bad now because of the cap kind of staying even keel this year, but there's no way it's going to stay anywhere close to even for next year. So, once they get to where, salary cap's close to 225, 230, which honestly could be 3 years, I think it's going to be, it's going to be something to watch. I really have no idea how these teams are going to be dealing with, these escalating QB contracts, because it's going to be huge in the very near future.
Yeah. I mean, you got to put some brakes on somewhere or it's going to get exponential.
Well, and what are teams like, the Green Bay Packers, or what does Aaron Rodgers do next year? Considering, it sounds like he's going to be out of Green Bay next year. What's he going to do? What's he going to get?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how they're going to work that out. We'll see if it's a trade or if it's a release. I'm not sure if it was an out clause where they agree to release him. Like, I'll be very interested to see how that process comes down. But we didn't get to talk much about Legarius, but be happy with where he is, folks. And we'll circle back later in the week and get into the DBs. We're out of time for today, and we're going to have Matt Derrick this week as well as they get ready for the San Francisco 49ers. Any thoughts about that?
No, I don't have any real thoughts on the 49ers game. I can't believe the first preseason game is on Saturday. That is exciting. I'm really looking forward to that. And we will have you covered after the game for our show on Monday. The one thing I will say about Snead is I'm very excited to have him play full time. I think that that's a great thing that he wants to do. And I understand why he doesn't want to come off the field. And that's fantastic. I really hope he's able to do that. If he's able to do that, we thought he was good last year. I think he's going to be even better this year. So that's really what's exciting about it.
I'm completely with you. And we'll take a deeper look at the cornerbacks. Defense has had a day today. We'll see what they do tomorrow. We'll get back with you after that, as well as Matt Derrick. Thanks for liking and subbing on YouTube and all of the subscribers on all the podcast platforms. We appreciate your time and listening to us today, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Ryan Tracy is the founder of Rogue Analytics and the host of RGR Football on YouTube. Follow him there. Chris Clark is a senior analyst at ChiefsDigest.com, where you can get his work. Rate and review at Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you for listening.